Stay tuned for your 3CR podcast, featuring interviews from Bundles Fire Radio Show. 3CR is an independent community radio station in Fitzroy, Victoria, on the unceded lands of the Kulin Nation. For more information, go to www.3cr.org.au. We've got 8 minutes past 11. You're at the fire of Bundjalini. And I've got a document here that I'm going to get my good friend to read out for you because I'm not as articulate as him.
Media release.
Hang on, I'll put your mic on there. Yep.
Media release from Lydia Thorpe. It's genocide. Thorpe honours the truth-telling work of the Yuruk Justice Commission and welcomes its historic findings. She says it is time for a national response, including truth and treaty and compensation for the substantiated findings of crimes against humanity, genocide. Senator Lydia Thorpe welcomes a report of the Yuruk Justice Commission and says it's no surprise that the first formal truth-telling inquiry has found crimes against humanity were committed against First Peoples, including the most serious of all crimes, genocide. Senator Thorpe echoes the Yuruk Justice Commission's powerful message that the past is the present and calls on the federal government to take national action on truth and treaty, and to address the policies, practices and legislation that still exist and facilitate modern-day acts of genocide such as assimilation, displacement from country, child removals, incarceration and deaths in custody. Quotes attributable to Lydia Thorpe, Gunai Gunditjmara and Jabwarung Independent Victorian Senator. Quote, thank you to those who were staunchly committed to telling the truth and have fought so hard to expose it and finally tell our stories. When we stand together and refuse to compromise on the truth and our sovereign rights as First Peoples, we are strong and unstoppable. The truth is nothing to be afraid of, or if you are willing to end the harm. It's an opportunity for justice, accountability, healing, and a chance to build something better for everyone. The final Yuruk report clearly calls for Commonwealth action in areas such as native title and the safe return of cultural, secret and sacred objects. But the findings of the report apply to the whole country in more aspects than that. Genocide has not just occurred in Victoria, but has been perpetrated against all First Peoples of this continent. It is the federal government's responsibility to uphold our international human rights obligations, including the prevention and punishment of the crime of genocide. Want me to go on, Rob? Keep reading?
No, maybe. Might have a little pause there, and we'll come back to that in a moment. I've got my good friend on the line, none other than Anthony Kelly, who's the maker of Our Warrior, the documentary. Good morning, Anthony. How you going, mate?
Good morning. Well, Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
me.
I wanted to get you on because we've got a few screening coming up, quite a few actually. So I just want to fill us in on all of that and plus tell us how it's all going.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, well, it's been so well received, the doco. It's there's been requests for screenings all over the place, and there's tons coming up, as you say. We've got three screenings in NAIDOC week next week. And then
well, tell us
also,
what they are, because a lot of people would have seen it in and around Melbourne by now, I suppose. So we've got to start advertising it a bit now, I suppose. And
yeah, a lot have, but I still come across plenty of people who haven't seen it yet and are still keen to catch it. So
And
we recommend to catch it in the cinema as well, because it's much in the cinema or theatre where you can really watch it properly.
Yeah.
The next screening is on Monday, the 7th of July. That's being put on by the Willem Aboriginal Child and Family Centre that your sister Lisa Thorpe runs. And they've been wanting to screen it up there for ages. So in South Morang at the Plenty Rangers Arts and Convention Centre.
They've also got an art exhibition by the kids.
Yeah.
Just leading into the screening. So that'd be fantastic to see as well. Yeah, it's my favourite Aboriginal organisation there. I'm not being biased, but I just love that place. I think it's fantastic. And they actually won the National Education Award last year.
Yeah, right.
For right across the board in all categories. So it's an incredible organisation. I see that childcare's in the news. Well, anyway, another story.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it was a big child protection and the issues with a big investigation by UROC as well.
Yes,
strong recommendations
that's right.
Around. Yeah. But yeah, the exhibition by the kids will be fantastic because they visited Camp Sovereignty a while back, and the exhibition's about their interpretations and inspirations.
They actually brought themselves. When they came, they actually brought artwork, and then we had it there, and then we were attacked by the Melbourne City Council, and they destroyed their artwork. So,
oh wow!
Yeah, it's a bit of a story. Yeah, around that anyway.
So there's going to be finger food and refreshments and then so the at 6 o'clock arrive for the exhibition opening, and then there'll be the Our Warrior documentary screening, and then there's going to be a Q&A. We've got Shirley Hood emceeing the night.
Beautiful.
So straight after the documentary.
So what's the address of that again? And
so it is
South Morang somewhere.
Yeah, it's in South Morang. Just pulling up the address now. At the Yan Yean Theatre. I can't find the address properly.
Yeah.
So it's 35 Ferris Boulevard in South Morang.
Okay. Yeah. Fantastic.
And the next one we've got on the other side of town in South Melbourne at the Emerald Hill Library, and the Port Phillip Council are putting that on. And that'll be a special NAIDOC Week screening as well. And then I'm going to be up on a panel afterwards with the journalist and editor, Uncle Charles Bacana. So that'll
That's
be good.
Interesting.
We're going to have a talk about it afterwards. And he's interviewed you. One of those interviews is in the film. He also was part of a test screening that we did a couple of years back. He was one of the first people to see the final cut of the film.
Okay, cool.
So that'll be a really good chat.
What date is that one?
That's on Tuesday, July the 8th at the Emerald Library, 6 o'clock.
And then you're gone?
Yeah, then another big one on Thursday, the 10th at ACME. So that'll be one of the really big screenings, one of the really big cinemas at ACME, down Federation Square at 7:30. And we've got your nephew, Alistair Thorpe, who are introducing the film. So he's member of the Metropolitan Region, the First People's Assembly, and he was there at the premiere at Carlton. And he's going to be introducing the film and talking about the NAIDOC Week themes.
Is there costs involved here for him?
Yeah, I think there's a. So the cost for that, for the ACME one, let's see. So full is $20, concession is $16. They have a black membership. A black film membership at ACME, so it's free for black members.
Okay.
And ACME members 14.
Okay. We'll have to become a member.
Yeah, so you can become a member of ACME and get a free ticket for that. But yeah, there's also some NAIDOC Week shorts that are screened just before it as well at ACME, which look really good.
We're getting some requests from Interstate as well for the film.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so
what do we do about it?
So there's still festivals that we've submitted to around Australia and also in other ones around the world. And we're getting, and over the next few months, we'll find out whether it gets into festivals. And the festivals want premiere status, of course. But after that, as soon as it gets some festival releases, then we'll do lots of community screenings.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely scope for doing screenings all the way up the East Coast and in Adelaide and WA.
We had a request that someone was going over to South America. They wanted to get it translated into Spanish.
Mm.
You heard that one?
Yeah, isn't that exciting?
Yeah, it is exciting.
That'd be really good. Yeah.
So let us know if there's any costs involved. That might be able to sort it out from this end here.
Yeah. Keen to get it translated into different English, different other than English subtitles.
Yeah,
sure.
That'd be great. I reckon. Yeah. Did you see that the Euro Truth Commission, Justice Commission, handed down their report? I think it was yesterday.
Mm. I was just looking at the massacre maps on their website.
On Europe's website.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they've got a series of maps that sort of fold into each other, and one is the pastoral holdings in the Port Phillip district, which has, you know, how the land was divided up by the Port Phillip Association.
Okay. Who created that map? Do you know?
And then, well, that was the pastoral Crown Lands Department. That was one map they've got, and then they've got they overlay it with the First Peoples map with all the names of the First Nations.
Well, it should be the other way around, actually. But,
and then, and then they've got the massacres where they occurred.
Yes. So really, that's something I've been trying to promote for a while. You want the massacre map. I mean, you want the tribal map, the massacre map, the concentration camp map, the church map, and the disappearing of the flora and fauna, or the flora in the country, like the destruction of the environment map.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty clear that there's a genocide here going on, and resource theft, everything, legal occupation. You know, what don't people understand anyway? Ongoing.
Yeah.
Deaths in custody, stolen generation, that's ongoing genocide, those issues. Not to mention the causing serious mental harm, creating the conditions of life, and preventing births. There's no doubt about the guilty of all things defined as genocide, Australia. And that's, I suppose, that's, a treaty is the resolution to that, but I've always said it needs to be scrutinised at international law. That's my concerns about it all. Because just looking at the comments people are making about the findings of the Europe Truth Commission and the recommendation, you know, like Royal Commission recommendations don't mean too much, do they, in this country? If you have a look at the death in custody recommendations, they're just sitting there gathering dust.
Mm.
And continuing. The issue is continuing. It's probably got worse. Anyway, what else we got for our
doco? Well, the doco was one of the first films in Australia, to, at least to my knowledge, that used the Newcastle research,
Lyndal Ryan.
The Newcastle massacre map, that interactive map that were all across Australia.
Yes.
And it uses an animation that's drawn from that
sadly
map.
Sadly, she passed away recently.
Oh, really?
She did, yeah. And it's not quite finished. And she said that, you know, this is just a sample. And most of these massacres are the ones that were recorded by the squatters and others, Aboriginal people. So, you know, it gives you an idea of the dimension or the gravity of the crime that's gone on there. Get a look at that. You know, like, it's very powerful, the maps, they can be. It explains lots of things and just a glimpse.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah, so as fragmentary as it is, the documentary is a good way in for a lot of people on these issues. So they get to see it in context and over a period of time, and also importantly, it captures the resistance to this sort of stuff.
Well, you've done a good job, mate. I'll hand that to you. And thanks heaps. Thanks for coming on this morning too. Add anything else?
Yeah, no, just encourage people to get tickets, hey, because they often sell out. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's a really good chance over July to catch it. And there might also be a bit of a limited release at the Nova Cinema, potentially. It's going to be screening as part of the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. And the first screening down in Gunjamara country, down in Warrnambool.
Yes.
That'd
be fantastic. Yeah. I want to go to that one.
Mm, that'd be great.
Yeah. Mention the website. Give that address.
Yeah, ourwarriordoco.com. So there's all the information there, and you can just go onto the screenings link, and all the screenings that are coming up are listed.
There you go. All right. Thanks heaps, Anthony.
Thanks heaps, Robbie.
Have a good day, mate.
You too.
All right.
Hello. This is a short message from 3CR. We're a community radio station, and right now we're seeking community donations so that we can keep the station going. Please consider what you can donate to help us stay on air. Full details at 3cr.org.au/donate. Enjoy your podcast.
Yes, and we just mentioning that the Yurok Justice Commission have finalised their report. It's just come out yesterday, and we're halfway through reading a little statement by Lydia. It's by Lydia Thorpe, yes. Senator.
Senator Thorpe.
So keep it going there.
All right. During my time as a senator, Senator Thorpe says, I have continuously called out the genocide on First Peoples of this country and sought to bring this to the public attention both nationally and internationally. But governments across the country do not want to know about this. They're scared of what consequences it could bring to acknowledge genocide has and still continues. The government protects itself through an Attorney General's fiat, which means that only the Attorney General can decide if a case of genocide or crimes against humanity is brought to a court in this country. It's a sophisticated indemnity scheme, and it's intentional. Last year, I brought a bill to the Senate to remove this very fiat, and an inquiry into my bill clearly showed that international and human rights law experts and First Peoples here and across the world believe this fiat is not in line with our human rights obligations. The Labor government voted the bill down to protect itself. It is a continuation of the colonial and genocidal legacy. Senator Thorpe's statement continues, the formal recognition of genocide and our rights to treaty as independent nations, nation to nation, is powerful. Now the federal government must follow, accept this truth, and facilitate a national response led and directed by First Peoples. As a senator, the implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples has been a core focus of my work. While my private senator's bill to this effect got voted down by the Labor government in 2023, I am pleased to see Yoruk clearly recommending the implementation of this declaration in Recommendation 8, including through an audit of existing legislation's compatibility and ensuring our rights of First Peoples are upheld. Recommendation 3 of Yoruk calls for the full transfer of decision-making power, authority, control and resources to First Peoples, giving full effect to self-determination in all policies and programs that affect us. This means all decisions about children in out-of-home care must be removed from government control and placed under the responsibility of First Peoples. Senator Thorpe's statement continues, our rights as First Peoples include the right to political representation. I support the establishment of the First Peoples Assembly as a permanent body and representation of our people in Parliament in a way that's not aligned to a political party structure and can stay true to our people. It is important this permanent body is not a powerless one and that it's not shaped by the government of the time. It's important our people get to decide the composition, functions, powers and procedures of this body. The policies of genocide, assimilation and destruction are not behind us. They are the foundations of the system that continue to harm our people today. This is why in the Northern Territory alone, up to 40 First Nations people are arrested per day and child removals continue to climb. This is not just a state issue, it is a national tragedy. If you know a wrong's being committed, you have to make it right. I welcome the final report's recommendations for a treaty framework to negotiate redress for damage and loss, including economic and non-economic loss. International law demands no less. International law mandates that states have an obligation to provide reparations to victims of genocide. Redress has worked in other countries and can work here. Any redress must be negotiated with First Peoples through a treaty process and must not be gatekept by peak bodies or native title corporations. It must reach our people who need it most. And Senator Thorpe's statement concludes, redress can contribute to healing and to start righting some of the wrongs committed over centuries, but redress alone is not the solution. It must be accompanied by systemic change. Media release by Senator Lydia Thorpe.
Thanks, heaps, Lynn. All right. We'll work on that and get a copy of the commission's report. I think it's just go to the commission on their website.
Well, you can Google it and you go to State Parliament. State Parliament's got a link where it was tabled yesterday afternoon, and you can click on that and it downloads the Truth Be Told report.
Is it very, very big?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay. Deservingly it should be. There's a lot in.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. To listen to a full audio of Bunjil's Fire radio show, a historically informed critical analysis of Aboriginal Affairs and the ongoing political movement for land rights, treaty, sovereignty and the cessation of genocide, go to 3cr.org.au/bundrelsfire. If you want to support independent black media on 3CR, please go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.